You're listening to Charlottesville's Podcasting Network. I'm Dan Gould. Each spring and fall, the Senior Center in Charlottesville's Encore Players takes to the stage to perform a series of one-act plays. This fall, the group presented a series of six plays. A trip to the seaside brings back memories for this couple in Old Time and Old Folks. The play was introduced by Pat Cook. The performance took place on Wednesday, October 20th, 2013, as a part of the Encore Players Fall 2013 performance. This is the second of a six-part Wednesday series on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Here's Pat Cook.
We all remember the lovable characters played by Carol Burnett and Harvey Korman in the old folks' skits on television. Well, today, we are performing the Encore Players version of one of those skits. And this time, the old folks are at the seashore.
You coming out, Molly?
Here I come.
There's nothing like the seashore. Just fill your lungs with that salt air. You can fill the other one later. Let's sit down. Give me a push, will you? Ugh.
Get mine started.
If I only could.
Oh, I'm sure glad your doctor suggested this Florida vacation.
I thought maybe we could make this a second honeymoon, if you know what I mean.
No, what do you mean?
I have to draw you a picture?
You don't have enough strength for that.
I don't know, Molly. Remember our first honeymoon?
Vaguely.
We went on that camping trip. What was the name of those two young fellas we hired as guides?
Lewis and Clark?
I can see you're in no mood for nostalgia.
I like to live in the present.
All right. Let me tell you what I did last night. When we checked in, I registered as Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
What for?
I wanted them to think we was swingers.
I don't think you fooled them. They sent up a hot water bottle.
Well, it was chilly last night. I almost came over to warm you up.
Why didn't you?
I couldn't. You tucked me in too tight.
Oh, that sun feels so good.
Feel like doing anything this afternoon, Molly?
I don't know. What did you have in mind?
That give you any ideas? Remind you of anything?
General Custer.
Why?
He didn't have a chance either.
I'm tired of sitting around, Molly. I'd like to jump into my bathing suit and dash down to the beach and dive into the water and do some body surfing. You don't think I'm up to it, do you?
All I know is that yesterday, just getting into your bathing suit, you had to lie down for an hour.
Don't put me down, Molly. I still got plenty of snap, crackle, and pop.
That's at breakfast. By 12 o'clock, you're soggy.
I gotta tell you, Molly, you're taking all the fun out of our second honeymoon.
I'm afraid the time has done that already.
Have it your own way, Molly. All I know is I'm in the mood for a little action.
What are you looking for?
My binoculars.
Are you going to start that again?
I wonder if that young couple is out there right now.
You know, you can be arrested for that.
So can they.
Oh, put down those binoculars, you old fool.
Wait a minute. I think I got something. A topless blonde.
You're kidding.
Yes, see over there under that beach umbrella.
Bert, he's the lifeguard.
Who asked you? You're taking all the fun out of this.
With such a handsome lifeguard, now I know what I'll be doing tomorrow.
What?
Drowning.
For him, you'll drown. I can't even get you into a bathing suit.
Oh, come on, Bert.
You think I'm an old fogey.
I don't really.
By 12 o'clock, you're soggy. Admit it, Molly, you think I'm snapped, crackled, and popped.
Oh, hush up, you old fool. I love you.
You do?
Yes. I can remember when you looked just like that lifeguard.
Now you're talking. Tell me more.
You were my best beau many smiles and years ago.
Yes, it all began when we were in our teens.
When I traded my heart for a bag of jelly beans.
I was your best beau when your slip began to show.
At the high school prom.
Weren't we the talk of the town?
When you wore your dad's tuxedo.
And you wore your mommy's evening gown.
Then the usual I do's.
And the usual rice and shoes.
The usual family. And I vow, here and now, that you will always be my best beau when tonight is long ago.
You are just as fair with your hair as white as snow.
That's nice to know.
And you still help me find my glasses.
And I tell each girl that passes.
Not to raise an eye.
This gentleman is my best beau.
Your best beau.
For the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, I'm Dan Gould.